Joining us from the Missouri Military Academy is General Richard Geraci. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. There are a lot of exciting things going on over at the Missouri Military Academy. I think we want to start off first with a concert is going to be coming up. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, Matt, we've got one of our alumnus, 1999 alumnus, Enrique Allende, who's going to be performing a benefit concert at the Presser Performing Arts Center. And this is an effort combined with Mexico High School, Presser Performing Arts, and MMA. We're going to have members from MMA band and choir, and we're also going to have musicians from Mexico High School. And Enrique is a tremendous musician. He graduated in 1999. He has a fascinating career. He started off as a professional soccer player, and before developing into an international singer. And he's had a tremendous career. Last year, he performed at the Carnegie Hall, and he's known for revitalizing Mexican music with classical and modern styles. And it's just a wonderful effort with Lois over at the Performing Arts. We're hoping to fill up the entire center that evening. The tickets are priced at $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. And you can get tickets online at Presser's website.
Very nice. People could probably can get them the night of the event if they're not sold out as well, I would imagine.
Well, I'm certain that they can. We're gonna bring the entire Corps of Cadets over, and we've scheduled this on 17 October at 7 p.m. And that's a Thursday, and that is a day before we start our fall family weekend. We wanted to make sure that our parents had the opportunity to also go to the concert. And we have a lot of parents flying in on Thursday, and so we really wanted to emphasize how important this event is. And again, we're so grateful for Enrique to give us his time to help for the benefit of both Presser and MMA.
Very nice. I know that this is going to be a full weekend of events. Tell us a little bit about that. People from all over the United States come to Mexico and they celebrate the Fall Family Weekend.
Well, it is. It's a big, very big weekend for us. We have cadets from 27 states and 9 foreign countries right now. A lot of the parents fly in. Generally, we average about 400 visitors to the community. And we start off by parent-teacher conferences on Friday, and we also invite the parents into the classrooms to watch the teachers teaching. I think it's really important. My philosophy is to be very transparent with all of our families on what we do at the academy. On Saturday, we have what we call the passing through ceremony, which is recognition of our new cadets. And throughout the course of the first 6 to 8 weeks, we've required our new cadets to do a lot of things, to pass a cadet handbook test, also to do some pass different physical fitness tests. Once they do all that, they receive their hat brass, and that recognizes them as new members in the Corps of Cadets. It's a special day because we have the parents present that hat brass to their cadets, and so very important and emotional ceremony for the boys and their families. Then we move into a formal review where the cadets are on parade with the band, and they go through that whole process, and we demonstrate the discipline and teamwork of the entire Corps. That evening we have a ring dinner, and we recognize our seniors receiving their new rings. Again, a very special event for our cadets.
Well, you talk about special event, a special anniversary is going on over at Missouri Military Academy as well.
Well, that's right. This year is our 135th year. And, you know, one of the things that I want your audience to know is that we would not be here if it wasn't for the citizens of Mexico. They play a huge part in the history of the Academy, even deciding to contribute to bring the Academy, to rebuild the Academy after we had the fire that burned the Academy down. And now with the way, the relationship we have with the community, it's just a wonderful partnership. And so I want the entire Mexico community to be proud in sharing with us as we celebrate our 135th year.
Well, congratulations on the anniversary. We'll be looking forward to the concert and the Fall Family Weekend that is going to be coming up very soon. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you, Matt.